this is Kelly Roach of Kelly Roach International. You can find me online at kellyroachcoaching.com. I'm so excited to share with you today six strategy secrets to maximize your income while minimizing your hours. These are the exact strategies and systems I used to triple my income in just a few short years, and you can too. When business executives come to me for coaching, they almost always have the same two complaints. Number one, they feel like there are never enough hours in the day. And number two, they want to get paid what they're worth without sacrificing a high quality of life. If you are anything like the extraordinary leaders that I work with, this audio is going to make a huge difference for you in your journey to success, fulfillment, and everything in between. This audio is perfect for you if you're ready to make a major life breakthrough, whether it relates to business, your career, your finances, or all three. If you're doing well but want to get the edge that leads to financial freedom, you're in the right place. If you're sick of going through the motions in your daily routine and want to align your life with passion and with purpose, this can help. If you've let your health and well-being slip to the bottom of the list and you want to regain a healthy, fit lifestyle so you can actually enjoy your retirement, I've been there. And if you're ready to cut hours off your work week so that you can make time for the things and people you love, this is a great place to start. Maybe you're stuck in a job you desperately want to leave, but you need a transition strategy or a plan that serves and protects your current financial situation. Well, that's one of the driving factors of why I put this together just for you. Today, you're going to learn, number one, the secret to creating an unstoppable warrior mindset when it comes to your dreams, goals, and outcomes. Number two, the link that 99% of people are missing when it comes to getting what they really want out of life. Number three, the big discovery I made on my career and financial journey that cut years off my timeline for success. Number four, we're going to talk about five ways to get your health and fitness integrated into your workday so you can drop the pounds without adding more hours to your not enough time in the day schedule. We're going to talk about several super strategies for business growth that can be applied to executives, business owners, and entrepreneurs that could be your ticket to abundance through the next set of financial challenges we're all facing. And last but not least, we're going to discuss what's working now as it relates to multiple streams of income and how you can become financially free by participating. As always, if these topics resonate for you and you're interested in learning more, hop on my website at kellyroachcoaching.com and click on the tab for coaching. I can't promise we're going to have enough time today to take a deep dive into all of these. However, I am going to give you as much as I possibly can, and what I can promise is that it will be enough to get you started cutting weeks, months, or even years off your timeline for success. Looking around the world today, it's easy to lose hope. We've all seen jobs being lost, economies broken down, and sources of stability we once relied upon have been wiped away. People's spirits are broken. Family fortunes have been lost. And in many cases, the future is not looking brighter for generations to come. We're not done going through these challenges. And in fact, most say the worst has not come yet. We have a choice. We have a choice to stay the same and let the economy and the challenges in the world happen to us, or we can get better, faster, smarter, and turn crisis into opportunity. More millionaires were made during the Great Depression than any other time in history. During times of crisis, the wealth doesn't disappear, it simply changes hands. People like you made the choice to fight for their future. And as a result, fortunes were made and legacies were born. Maybe not everyone listening today has a goal of wealth building or financial freedom, and that's okay. But the point is, no matter what area of life, We have the power to shape our own destiny. And if you don't design the destiny that you want and then make the conscious choice to make it a reality, chances are you won't be happy with your destination. I speak with people every day and I ask them what their hopes and dreams for the future are. The most frequent answer I get, I haven't thought about my dreams in such a long time, I don't even know what they are anymore. What do you have to think about the possibility of accomplishing your dreams if you're not even willing to think about them anymore? I'm here to help you take your future back. Whether you're 17 or you're 70, now is your moment. There is no better time to break through the ordinary and start exploring and enjoying everything that life has to offer. The courses, coaching, and seminars available at kellyroachcoaching.com will help you flip your perspective and try a new approach to everyday living that will get you results you never imagined possible. Your spirit is too strong, your talent too rich, and your imagination is too bold to sit back and just go with the flow. It's time for action. In my experience, and I'm sure in yours, I've learned that where you go and what you do is not about what life hands you. It's about what you do with what you've got. We all face challenges and setbacks along the way, but I urge you to open your heart and mind to the miracles that come with action, the attitude of gratitude, and a steadfast belief in yourself. Now I want to share with you a little bit of my story so you can get to know me and understand what my journey has been up until now. I grew up in a large family of seven, and we were constantly struggling to make ends meet. As you can imagine, this created a significant amount of stress and strain in our household, as I'm sure many of you can relate to. Growing up, I couldn't wait to start working and gain control of my own financial future. For me, working was my pathway to power, and this is what created my unstoppable drive to better myself and to change my circumstances. Throughout college, I worked three jobs and incorporated what was and still is my passion, dance, fitness, and movement overall. For 2 years, I was a member of the Philadelphia Eagles cheerleading team, and I did this while working a multitude of other part-time jobs. Throughout college, I traveled the world, exploring more than 13 countries and doing two exchange programs before I joined the corporate world. When I started working, I joined a large Fortune 500 firm where I saw the opportunity to grow rapidly, accelerate my income, and control my destiny. I made a promise to myself that I would do in a decade what typically took a lifetime, and thus began my journey to today. Over an 8-year period, I rose to the top of that same Fortune 500 firm, becoming the youngest senior vice president in the organization. I was promoted and given additional responsibility more than 7 times in 8 years. I mastered how to grow business in a sustainable way, consistently adding millions to the bottom line. I achieved record-breaking growth in branches and divisions ranging from 50 to 300% consistently in profit, not just revenue. I created a multitude of new job opportunities and expansion within my organization and became known for setting the standard for excellence. As a sales mentor and leader, I generated a multitude of clients, big and small, and developed systems to empower others to not only bring in accounts of significance, but to do it rapidly and consistently. I coached, developed, and mentored hundreds of business professionals and executives to achieve results they never believed possible. I helped them create unprecedented results in sales, growth, income acceleration, expansion, and more. I no longer had to think about money. I grew my income by over 600% during the same time, launching into the multi-six figures. I had broken free from the constraints of my past and set a new precedent for my future. I bought and sold my first house before the age of 30 and pretty much met all of the goals I had set out to achieve. However, All of that being said, I one day realized all of this could go away in an instant. When I stopped working, the money would stop too. I wanted to be able to retire early, secure my family's future for generations, and build multiple streams of income. I wanted to know I was building something that would last, a business of my own that would generate not hundreds of thousands, but millions. During this time, I began to feel a sense of loneliness and sadness. I had accomplished most of the things on my list, but it felt empty. I had achieved success, but not fulfillment. I wanted time for deep relationships, hobbies, travel, and new experiences. Exercise and fitness were my passion, but I had cut them out of my life in exchange for more hours at the office and faster advancement to the next promotion. I was on a treadmill running so fast that I was scared if I took a break or slowed down for even a moment, everything would collapse. I was no longer running my life, it was running me. I had lost myself, and I wasn't sure how to find myself again. I was no longer pursuing my dreams, and in fact, I didn't even know what they were anymore because I had no time to think. Have you ever felt this way? You almost feel like you're a train speeding down the tracks that could run right off at any moment. I had achieved all of these goals professionally and financially, but there was a big price I paid in my personal life, my happiness, fulfillment, and my quality of life. Eventually, I had enough. I knew I had to take responsibility for my happiness and do something about this. And so I began a journey in self-exploration and personal growth. I did a lot of reflecting on what made me happy and what my big picture life goals were. I looked at every angle of my 60 to 70 hour work week and determined how and where I could get better results in less time. I systematized my success personally, professionally, financially, and so on. It was through this process I cut my hours from 70 down to 45 while continuing to achieve record-breaking results. This completely transformed my life and continues to allow me to meet my potential, fulfill my purpose, and charge forward in my journey to financial freedom. During this process of gaining personal empowerment, I made space and time for the things I love and took time for fun and relaxation. I now have a business that allows for multiple streams of income and the ability to earn significantly beyond the parameters of a set salary or hourly income. I now control my destiny. I have a vision and a plan that allows me to meet my financial goals without sacrificing happiness. And you can too. That is what my Pathway to Empowerment program is all about. If you want to learn more about how you can complete this transformational journey, just go to the coaching tab and click on the program called Pathway to Empowerment. I would love to help you achieve the same results I did. After completing this transformation, I now know that that gut feeling that I had, that there just had to be a better way, was right. You can have it all. It just takes planning, strategy, and systems to make it happen. But before I got to this point, I had to look in the mirror. I had to ask myself the tough questions. I had to stop complaining and start doing. Happiness is so much more than buying a thing. It comes from growth, contribution, and fulfillment. Oftentimes, we keep ourselves so busy that we don't give ourselves the time to reflect and truly decide how we want to fulfill this need. In the nanosecond, technology-driven world that we live in, things are often moving so fast that we live by default versus decision. This is what making the choice to be an empowered person is all about. It's about the power to design your own destiny. It's the realization that you can have, do, or be anything you choose with the right mental attitude and the right actions and behaviors day to day. The Pathway to Empowerment coaching program is the cornerstone for individuals that are ready to take their life to a whole new level in every area. It's for people that refuse to settle, people that want passion, purpose, love, freedom, happiness, financial security, and more. It's about designing the destiny you desire and taking action to achieve it. If you want to learn more, just head over to KellyRoachCoaching.com. Going through this life-changing process is what led me to where I am today. I have time for the people and the things I love. I take care of my body, and I'm constantly working to increase my health and well-being. Most importantly, I run a company that is my absolute pride and joy. It's my passion and life purpose to help others accomplish their dreams. I make it home for dinner every night with my husband, the love of my life, and we're at peace knowing that all of our dreams will come true because they're already in the making. You can have it all. I hope you will join me on this journey. Life can be another way, but you must choose. What I love most is helping individuals that want to break through ordinary and set a new standard for their lives. I have a huge passion for helping corporate executives build their bridge to freedom, using their knowledge and expertise to build a practice while they continue in their corporate role to secure their future through multiple streams of income. Most people think it's impossible, so they don't even try. But in my program, The Freedom Shift, we help you design and implement a plan to do just that. I did it, and I'd love to help you do the same. I love working with business leaders and owners to revolutionize their growth strategy, to secure double-digit growth year after year, to get their organization growing at a rapid rate, and to take a leadership position in their market and industry. And some of my most fulfilling moments in life were when I helped individuals accomplish personal and professional goals that they previously did not even believe possible. Whether or not you realize it, every area of life is interconnected. It's unavoidable. You can't ignore one of the fundamental areas of life and still create lasting success and happiness. Okay, I promised I would share with you 6 strategy secrets to maximize your income while minimizing your hours. So here we go. 1, the secret to creating an unstoppable warrior mindset when it comes to your dreams, goals, and outcomes. The most important thing that I can stress here that can make the biggest difference for you is to remember that success is scientific. It's not personal. Achievement is not prejudice. So if you're working on a big goal and a big outcome, and you're wondering how are you going to get from where you are to where you want to be and not give up in the meantime, the most important thing I can share is it's all about formulas. Faith, the right activities, and enough of them done with integrity will never fail you. The other key thing I want you to remember is that mindset has more to do with our outcomes than physical actions. Everything takes place in the inner world before it manifests in the outer world. I want you to invest and learn how to harness the power of your thoughts and use this to propel you forward. What you focus on expands. Focus on solutions. Look at every goal as a simple problem to be solved. And you need to focus on determining the right formula that's going to move you incrementally forward each and every day. Achieving anything significant requires systems executed consistently and with discipline. This is what propelled me from an entry-level college kid to a senior vice president, achieving 7 promotions in 8 years, and how I was able to design, launch, and build a successful company while working full-time. Many people think when they're not getting the results they want that it's them, and they eventually settle for less, when they could be just a small shift away from achieving their ideal outcomes. My favorite story that comes to mind with this, and I'm sure everybody's familiar, is the story of the gold miners that, you know, were working and working and working, and, you know, they couldn't strike gold, and, you know, eventually they just gave up and they said, okay, let's move on, you know, and then a new group came in and they were literally 3 feet from gold. They were one small shift away from explosive opportunity, success, and wealth. That could be you. So the biggest action I want you to take here as a result of what we just discussed is I want you to invest in, number one, determining the right formula that's going to move you forward each day. And number two, harness the power of intention. Learn about how your mindset impacts your success. Invest in getting your mindset, your thoughts, your focus as a way to propel you forward towards your ideal outcomes. A great book I can recommend that completely opened up my world and made me understand just how powerful this is the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now, I'm sure most of you have all read this, but reading it once isn't enough. If you haven't read it 5 or 6 times, if you haven't read it in the last 6 months, I urge you, dust it off the shelf, pick it up. It can make such a huge difference for you in making your world change and your goals and your dreams become a reality. Okay. Number two, the link that 99% of people are missing when it comes to getting what they really want out of life. Now, this is huge because what we're going to talk about here is so simple and basic, yet it's completely profound. It's the most often overlooked, underutilized strategy that can make a world of difference in making big goals happen and dreams become reality. And that's alignment. And what do I mean by that? The realization that your small, everyday decisions add up, compound, and create our future. Most people don't realize that getting to big goals and making huge things happen for yourself is not a switch that you flip one day. It's just a result of day after day making those small decisions, the right ones that add up to the compelling future you're trying to create. I want to urge you to be whatever it is you desire right now. We have nothing more than this moment to be everything we can possibly be. I want to urge you to lose the mindset, I'll be happy when. This is one of the most dangerous things for your happiness. Choose to be happy now. Create more to be happy and thankful for now. And take a look at what are you making the priority of your life? Does it speak to your goals, your dreams, your vision for the future? When you look at your health, your eating, decisions that you make at work, financial choices, relationships, do all of your decisions add up to the compelling future you're trying to create? Are you living with intention? Every day, in every way, you are shaping your future. Those small decisions are the big decisions. It's the day-to-day. You must decide what your destiny will be and be vigilant in creating with every step you take and every decision you make. Now, I understand this is easier said than done. We are all problem solvers. We react to the urgent, and many times we spend our entire lives in reaction mode. What I urge you to do is start asking yourself, does this serve my family, my legacy, the future I'm trying to create? And yes, it is hard to not react to the urgent, but to do the important. So what I'm going to recommend that you do is take advantage of the resources available to you to hold you accountable, to make the small decisions every day that matter. Get a mentor or a coach that has been through the transformation that you want to complete and let them help you continue on your path forward. Number three, the big discovery I made on my career and financial journey that cut years off my timeline for success. Now, we talked about in the first point today, systems, and how everything must be systematized and totally aligned with the big picture, and how that is what the driving force behind 7 promotions in 8 years was for me. It was having a formula that I repeated over and over again. Now we're going to talk about the next step in that process, and that is what I call the transformational business triad. This is how you're going to take something that would take you 5 years and you're going to do it in 5 months. And I promise you, if you start implementing this strategy today, you will see a difference almost immediately. Step one, daily introspection. Now, this goes against the norm of what I see from almost every business leader that comes to me for coaching. It's easy to look around and say the challenges that we're seeing in the economy, in our companies, with our teammates and colleagues. I want you to do the opposite. I want you to start each and every day with introspection. I want you to look at yourself. I want you to look at what you're doing, what you bring to the table, and how you're impacting your business growth. And I want you to search every day in every way for how you can become better, how you can make a bigger difference, how you can serve your vision and your company's goals in a bigger way. You have more control than you know. It's not the economy, it's not your colleagues, it's not your company. It's you that makes the difference in where you are versus where you want to be. Step two, you have to become a master innovator. This is something that is a responsibility for each and every person that is in business today. If there's nothing else we've learned over the last few years, it's that whole industries are being created day by day. And just alike, industries are being faded away. And so if you do not become a master innovator and do not see this as one of your main responsibilities as a business leader, as something that you must bring to the table each and every day, you will not be able to survive, and you certainly will not thrive in any business. So that's step two. Step three, fierce discipline in execution. Again, going back to point one, you have to have the right formula. And this formula needs to be something you're refining day by day, week by week, working to constantly improve. But fierce discipline and execution is the biggest gap I see in why people never reach their dreams. Because they don't spend their focused time and attention on the things that matter. The 80-20 rule is the best thing that you can possibly bring into your life to make a world of difference in everything you do. So I have to ask you, is 80% of your time, energy, and focus spent on the things that matter most in getting you from where you are to where you want to be in business and in life? This transformational business triad is what I have done all day, every day for years, and it has helped me make every one of my dreams come true. It can do the same for you. If you want to learn more and you want to go through this transformation, design your formula for success, and work through each of these 3 steps, we would love to help you do that as a part of the Pathway to Empowerment program. So now let's recap. We talked about step one, making sure that our success is systematized and that we have the right formula that's going to move us forward incrementally every day. Number two, we talked about alignment, and how the small daily decisions that we make are what add up to creating our life. Step three, We talked about the transformational business triad that can help you condense 5 years into 5 months. So now you have the first three steps to cut weeks, months, or years off your timeline for success. It's up to you to start taking action. Now, let's move on to number four. This is huge. Five ways to get your health and fitness integrated into your workday so you can drop the pounds without adding more hours to your not enough time in the day schedule. The first step here is to realize if you are ignoring your health and wellness, you are damaging and destroying a piece of your future, because all of those things you're working so hard for are under the assumption that you'll be healthy and well enough to enjoy them. So first things first, I want you to realize how much exercise and wellness impact your success. Your energy, stamina, creativity, your sharpness in decision-making, your confidence, all of these things are directly impacted by how well we take care of ourselves. As I'm sure many of you already know, studies have found that salary, career progression, and business success are directly correlated with how much and how often a person works out. So if you're under the impression, or maybe you've been trying to convince yourself that you can achieve all of your dreams without taking care of yourself, I would like you to try and embody a new mindset that all things in life are interconnected, and that taking care of your health and wellness is just as important as your focus on your business success. Now I'm going to give you five ways to get this incorporated into your workday so you don't need to go to the gym before work, go to the gym after work, and have more time away from friends, family, and the things that you love. So starting with number one, if you're anything like the business leaders I work with and coach, you're spending many, many hours on conference calls, whether you're leading them or just listening. One of the best things that you can do is get a set of dumbbells in your office, and each time you're on a conference call, throw on your headset and do a weight workout. You can do upper body, lower body, and typically a conference call is an hour long, which is plenty of time each day to get in your workout with weights. Number two, work out during your lunch break. Bring in a trainer, put a treadmill in your office, or even go take a class. So I know the first thing that you're thinking, because it's the same thing that every person I coach is thinking, which is that I don't take a lunch break, so I can't possibly be working out at lunchtime. Big mistake. I did this for years because I thought that extra hour was really gonna get me ahead and make a difference for me. And if I took an hour off, I would miss something, or the work would pile up while I was gone. Boy, was I wrong. Burning yourself out by sitting at a desk for 8 hours straight is the worst thing you can do for your productivity, your business's profitability, and the end results that you're trying to achieve. I wanna urge you to try something new. If you don't see your productivity increase, absolutely go back to the old way. I want you to give it a shot. So take that hour lunch break. You need it, you deserve it, and it's going to help your results. Bring a trainer in, put a treadmill in your office. There's so many ways that you can get a workout in that hour. I urge you to make this a priority. The third thing I want you to get started on as it relates to exercise integration is what I like to call walking one-on-ones. Whether you're working remote and you do it over the phone, or you're based in the same location as your team, start doing your strategy sessions, follow-up meetings, and touch-base conversations while you walk. This will have a multitude of effects in your relationships, productivity, and especially your energy level when you return to the office. The fourth thing I want you to get started on is called exercise bursting, which I learned about from JJ Virgin. This is where you do a very short burst of highly intense activities and then cool down for just a few minutes every few hours. There are even small portable devices that you can bring right in your office to do this. Exercise bursting throughout the day yields the same results, if not better, as a straight 30 to 40 minute workout, and you're much more likely to actually do it. I want you to really take some time and think about creating a culture and an environment that inspires and motivates the best results possible out of your team. Okay, number five, we're gonna cover sales super strategies for business growth that can be applied to executives, business owners, and entrepreneurs that could be your ticket to abundance through the next set of economic challenges. Going back to our core competency, which is systems, there are four systems I want you to get in place immediately, which will rapidly and dramatically increase your bottom line. The first system I want to talk to you about today is lean cycling. And what I mean by this is your ability to strategically shorten your sales cycle. How long is it going to take you to close a new client? What I want you to do is layer 8 to 9 different touches in a shortened period of time, moving your client rapidly through the buying process. Keep in mind, it typically takes 7 to 8 touches to close a client, and your prospects are seeing thousands of marketing messages every day. Different people react to different things, so you want to be incorporating both online and offline strategies. Be sure to design a set model for the steps you will take them through and automate it whenever possible. Remember that the fortune is in the follow-up. If you're wondering how you can differentiate yourself from the competition, just remember that most people only follow up once, maybe twice, and except for random luck, this is not a recipe for consistent and sustainable success. Also remember, people typically buy from one of the last 3 companies or individuals that they hear from or see. This is why it's so important to be in front of your prospects constantly. The second system I want you to get in place right away is a method and model for database precision. Each company calls it something different, but the bottom line is we all have a book of business, a portfolio, a list, or a database. This is the group of people that you want to do business with. Your job is to ensure that each and every person that's promoting your business has an exact and precise way of determining who belongs and must be kept on this list. The biggest wasted dollars in business are selling to the wrong people that don't want or need what you're offering. If you're selling to an exact blueprint of your ideal client, you've already done 50% of the battle. Time is money. Make sure not a single second is spent selling to the wrong people. Oftentimes, leaders, CEOs, and business owners are not as involved in this process as they need to be. And then they think it's their team's fault if they're ineffective at selling, or even worse, they think it's their product that won't sell. Having a blueprint for your ideal client and building a precise and exact list of targets that embody those characteristics is critical for rapid and sustainable growth. If you don't have a process and a plan around database precision, now is the time to get that in place. The third thing that I want to talk to you about in terms of systems to get in place immediately is a separate, automated, and strategic process for generating ongoing repeat business. What most business people don't realize is that it's 7 times more expensive to get a new client than it is to just take care of, nurture, and do more business with the ones you already have. Working on ways to increase the lifetime value of each customer is essential and one of the best uses of your time in your business. Understand their wants and needs and deliver solutions. Take care of them, thank them, surprise them, and your business will explode. Do you have a strategic funnel for repeat business? Do you have an automated process to drive repeat sales? If not, add it to your action list today. The fourth system I want you to get in place is a process and a program for referrals. Many million-dollar businesses survive and thrive based on this concept as the primary driver of new business. Once again, this should be a strategic, automated, and continuous process of yielding a stream of new clients. The precursor is step three has to be in place first. Your customers have to be raving fans. There are so many models to choose from: online, offline, paid, and free. Investigate them and determine what's right for you. It's something that you want to go ahead and get in place for your business right away. And if it's an area that your business needs help, we're happy to help you make that happen. Last but not least, let's discuss what's working now as it relates to multiple streams of income and how you can become financially free by participating. Thousands of business leaders are taking the knowledge and expertise they already have and creating their own home-based businesses. This creates multiple streams of income, builds your personal brand, and protects you from changes in the economy, market, and your organization. The smart, strategic thing to do is design, launch, and grow your business while you work, creating a risk-free and sustainable path forward to your ideal outcomes. This is a challenge that not everybody's up for, but for those that do, the payoff is huge. Starting a home-based business is a sure way to financial and lifestyle freedom, early retirement, and more. The movement is away from overhead and a physical building to businesses run from the comfort of your own home with a laptop and a cell phone. Location independent, you set the hours and design a business around you and your family's wants and needs. I'm going to give you three things you can do right away to get started building your own personal brand and creating multiple streams of income. Then if you want to take it further, you can look into our program called The Freedom Shift. Number one, I want you to take some time to do a skills assessment. What are you the absolute best at? What do you enjoy doing? And what is that worth in the market? What's that one thing that family and friends always come to you for? Think about how that can translate into an additional stream of income. Step two. If you're not on LinkedIn and actively using it to build your brand and drive a second stream of income, take action today to make this happen. Update your profile with accomplishments, your expertise, and what you have to offer as an expert in the market. Join groups, share knowledge, and become active and influential sharing what you do. The third thing you can do right away is join networking groups and start building relationships with people in the community that you can serve. The know, like, and trust factor is huge, and people tend to buy from people they have relationships with. Just make sure you're spending your time in the right places where you'll find people that want and need what you have to offer. Like I mentioned earlier, most people don't even attempt to start and grow their own business while they work, because it seems like such a huge mountain to climb. And it is a big task. It's something that you have to work hard and be diligent and disciplined to create. But it's something I know and I believe that you can do successfully. This is what the Freedom Shift is all about, and you can learn more about that program on my website. We covered a ton today. Don't get overwhelmed. Everything I shared is a result of years of learning, making mistakes, and bouncing back again better and stronger for the future. If nothing else, the biggest thing I hope you take away from today is that it is never too late to make your dreams come true, to find what truly makes you happy, and create success beyond belief. I've worked with hundreds of business executives, leaders, and professionals, and the biggest mistake I see them making time and again is that what they do and what they say they want are incongruent. Now is a great time to take a look at your life and determine if you're aligned with the outcomes you want and the goals you desire. And if not, start making changes now. All we have is today. If you want to be a part of that small population, the very small percent that lives life from the peak, then you have to be different. You have to live every moment and make every decision with intention. Start with the end in mind. Don't do what's easy or expeditious. Do what puts you on a path to freedom, fulfillment, and lasting happiness. I always say to my clients, extraordinary is a choice. We each have one life to live, one opportunity to be the very best we can possibly be. It's up to us to discover our unique talent, purpose, and power to make a positive imprint on the world and those we interact with. It is never too late to become everything you know deep down you are capable of being. I'm not going to say it's not hard. To do something, anything extraordinary, it takes immense dedication, perseverance, and hard work. But that pales in comparison to the joy and satisfaction of making your dreams come true. When you start veering off course and you need help, find a mentor, get a coach or accountability partner. Surround yourself with positive reinforcements as to why you're doing what you're doing, and minimize the things and interactions with people that will not or do not support your vision on your journey. Remember that as you step into your higher self, there will be people that feel you're leaving them behind. It can be scary. Communicate what you're doing and why. And remember, procrastination is the number one dream killer. So take action today. Take a step to make a commitment to your future. We would love to help you move forward on your journey. Take action and come over to KellyRoachCoaching.com. Again, that's KellyRoachCoaching.com. Check out the coaching tab for information and options on the programs we offer that could be the right next step for you. I hope you enjoyed our time together. This is Kelly Roach of Kelly Roach International. Good luck and make it happen.